Mobile. This is W4DJW Mobile. Hey, Rusty. How are you this chilly Sunday?
I'm fine. Headed by KFC to pick up some lunch and then headed home. How about you? What you up to? You sound good for somebody who got over the virus. You got sounds like you got over pretty quick.
And let's see. I've already been through 14 days of. I was through 12. I went through 12 days of quarantine, and then I've been loose about 3 days, 4 days. Finally, getting over the head cold that I finished up the COVID quarantine with. I came up with a head cold, so that's been miserable. And tired of cooking my own, eating my own cooking, so I'm gonna run out here to Blue Bay real quick and grab me a quick bite of lunch, and then head back to the house. But first, I got to get my glasses adjusted. Seems like while I was cleaning them one day, I bent the nose pads the wrong way.
It's like the quarantine was more of a hassle than the virus, and that's a good thing, right?
Yeah. Baptist Church up the road from me is having a funeral this afternoon. I can see. Yeah, it's it has been. It was, and you know, it's quarantine. Fortunately, I had people from the church who were willing to go do some shopping for me and things like that, and ordered some stuff in for me. And but I pretty much stayed home. And like I said, last Wednesday, let's see, I was out Wednesday and Thursday. Friday, I ran one errand, and then yesterday, I just pretty much stayed home. Didn't have any place to go. And today, I'm headed out to find some lunch, and because I want some seafood, and then I'll be back to the house. And gas prices are going up again.
What's your headed to get seafood? Blue something?
Blue Bay Seafood.
Blue Bay, where's that?
Well, the one over here in Spartanburg is right on Reedville Road, or what's on is not, it's not called Reedville Road down that far. It's John B. White Boulevard down that far. But it's just off of, if you were coming over my way and you were on 85 and then you get on 26 and then you get off at the Reedville Road exit, you go down, it's about a quarter mile down on the, or half mile down on the right-hand side of the road. It's been there for a number of years. It used to be part of the Blue Bay, Silver Bay chain of restaurants, but the young couple that owns this one bought it. It managed this one for a number of years and then bought it out from the guys that owned it.
Brown, see if there's one of those. That sounds good. Let's see if there's one of those nearer to me than that one. That's quite a ways away, but sounds good. What you getting?
A flounder. They do it up right, and get some steamed vegetables to go with it, and a salad. I'm ready to go.
You're making me hungry.
Well, now there's one over in Simpsonville. I'm not sure whether that one's called Blue Bay or Silver Bay. And then there used to be a Blue Bay up on above Five Points up there on the upper end of Greenville, up in Greenville County. I don't know whether that one's still up there or not, but there used to be one up that way too.
I don't remember ever eating at one of them, but I remember seeing them and wondering if that would be any good. So it sounds like they are, but they're not that popular. The only thing we got for decent seafood in Greer that I know of is Long John's, and that gets old after a while.
Silver Bay's excellent over there in Simpsonville, Dave. Ah, there's the guy that knows about it. Yeah, the one in Simpsonville is called Silver Bay. And Tom, have they still got the big shark tanks in the center of the restaurant there? Go ahead, W2T.
This is N0TR. I was just getting ready to go outside, and I heard your melodious voice. Good to hear you, Rusty, and you're doing well. Yes, Dave, Bernice and I have ate there quite often, and they have a big aquarium inside whenever it gets to where you can go back in. I would think they would do outside deliveries, and we just go down to 14 in Batesville and turn left and drive straight on down there. Isn't that the way we go, Bernice? Yeah. And when you get to the big intersection of the main street of Simpsonville, I just turn left. It's just a few blocks. But their food has always been excellent for us, Dave. This is 0TR.
I'll have to check it out sometime after this crisis. I don't know that I could get over there and get back home with fish that would still be good by the time I got back home. But it sounds like a good place. There's no place in Guerrero, I don't think, like that. Not that I know of. But you can get good fish. I don't know. I'm going to settle for KFC today. You taking care of the chickens, Tom?
Yeah, I was getting ready to go out and do that. Well, you know, the little red one, we haven't been there since this COVID, so I assume that it's open. I like their fried catfish. It was good, Dave.
I've had that before. Yeah, it's kind of okay, but I don't think it's like what Rusty's going to have for lunch today.
No, it's not that good. They used to have great shrimp there, and then they stopped buying from that vendor. And they got that stuff that's got more coating on it than it is shrimp now, and I just don't like it. Go ahead, Rusty.
And I know this young couple that run this place over here, and they pride themselves on serving good food. And they're broiled fish. They've got, you know, broiled seafood platter and everything like that. They do their broiled foods up good. They do their fried foods up good. I mean, you know, they do a good job at what they do. And that Silver Bay, this Blue Bay, the Blue Bay that was up on the upper end of Greenville, the Silver Bay that was down at the Interstate 26 exit down there for Clinton, they used to all be owned by some brothers, and they had one more in Columbia too. But as they were getting older, they got out of the business, and the whole chain got broken up. So it's now all of them are separately owned, as far as I know, and at least that's what I've heard. Anyway, well, I've arrived over here at Lynn's Crafters, and I want to go inside and get these glasses adjusted because they're driving me nuts. And I'll catch up to all of you later. Dave, good to hear you. Good to hear you, Tom. And W4DJW to take it, W2T, and I'll be clear.
All right, Rusty. Well, good to hear you back on the radio and out of isolation and done with it. And it's in the rearview mirror for you. I'm glad for you. Anyway, take care. Be careful out there while you're picking up your food and getting your glasses fixed. Good talking to you, W4DJW. Go ahead, Tom.
73's, Rusty, and have a good day. Well, Dave, I don't know that they do carry out, but Red Lobster's not all that far from you up the road here.
That's true, too. I forgot about Red Lobster. They're not bad at all. My mom used to love Red Lobster. That's where we take her. she really, really liked that. And I don't think it's that bad. That's pretty good. Some people, I think, don't like it. But to me, that's a pretty good one. I forgot about that.
On the quality of Blue Bay and that. Well, I tell you, that they used to have shrimp over here, and I forget the guy that does the buying there, the little rebel. I knew his name. He's Greek or Italian, and I used to know his name real well. But at any rate, he stopped buying it, and it was like you'd get down on the coast, and I complained about it, but the lady that owns it that we know so well, and I can't think of her name right this second, she said it was due to the price or something. I said, well, raise the price. I don't care. But they just wouldn't do it. And it's sort of like you go to Milo's and buy some, and it's just not like the good stuff. Well, did you get your air lines all straightened out?
JW, I did. I flew 5 more batteries. That seems to be my limit. And I flew today over at Foothills, Foothills Flyers. And I learned something about it because I haven't flown there that much. I've been a member since they opened it, which was about 4 or 5 years ago, since WCRC first had the first threat of losing their field. That's why it got me a backup. That was a couple of years before WCRC lost theirs, and then it's been a couple of years since they lost it, so 4 or 5 years ago. And I've only flown there like once or twice in all that time, but I always had the backup. And I supported them as they were, you know, going through their building out their huts and all that kind of stuff, their flight line. But I flew over there this morning, and when I got there and I took off, man, the sun was directly in my eyes. The field goes east-west, and I'm second in line, so if I disappear, it's because I'm at the window, and you know what's going on. That sun was right in my eyes. I was the only one out there again today, so that's good. So I just walked to the other side of the runway and flew backwards and had a great time. So I flew out 3 airplane batteries and 2 multirotor batteries, and then I was very cold, so I had to get in the car and head home. That's a good place. That's a decent place to fly.
Yeah, the wind now is 7 peak in about 6 mile an hour out of the west. A lot better than it was yesterday. Seemed like right here we had the wind for about an hour longer than Jerry and different ones that were reporting. But the humidity's been terrific lately, 14%. Right now it's 25%. But it's supposed to get cloudier and cloudier today and start raining tonight.
Well, when I left, I saw the wind was 0, so I headed out that way. When I got there, it was just barely enough wind to know which way to hand launch, to have something to hand launch into. And by the time I left, the multirotors were chattering really loud. They don't like the wind. They make a lot of noise when the wind's blowing, trying to maintain their position. So the wind did get up out there, but for the most part, when I was doing my flying, it was really nice. I think I'm next up. I think this truck's taking a long time to order, so I should be pulling up at the window any minute.
Yeah, I might mention the fresh market down there in Woodruff. Amy brought us some crab cakes along with all the rest of that food, and the pork tenderloins and the filet mignons that they brought for my birthday. I don't like crab as a general rule, but they were delicious.
348,
you buy
mobile radio
check, over. Pretty weak into the repeater. I'd give you about a 5.4 if you was on HF. But you are making it in there, Yankee Mike. This is N0 Tango Radio.
N0 TR, Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, thank you. We're on the back of a Forest Service road way up in Walhalla, and I can hit the repeater. I'm just checking to see if I can still do it.
You were just great that time, and sound fantastic. Probably give you about a 5.8.
It's reversed our course, and I'm headed back up the way we came so I can get out of here, but we're about 2,300 feet up in the middle of the forest, and it's pretty, I can see mountains all around us, over.
That's awesome. We took a nice drive this morning. My name's Tom, by the way, and drove out through the timber and that, and the good Lord outdone himself down here. It's beautiful, so you're a lucky man. Your signal went down, Josh, immensely, but I did copy you that time. Over. No joy. All right, you have a good day and enjoy the beautiful country out there, Josh. This is N0TR.
Are you going out to feed the chickens or go out to collect eggs? W2T Mobile for a minute.
Well, Rusty, I think that they have enough food and the water's heated. And I don't think I'll have to fill it just about every 3 days. And then we clean the container, of course. Seems like it gets a little green in it if you don't. And we've noticed that in the house, too. We got filters on the coffee maker and that. But they shouldn't need any food today. It hangs by a chain in their pen. But I put a new game camera up out there to take pictures of the doves and the blue jays and various other birds. And I put it on 20 megapixels, so I didn't want to let it get too many pictures on there. So I'm going to retrieve that SD card and see if I got that new camera aimed in the right place. They sell them real cheap right after hunting season. This is N0TR.
Hopefully you got it where you want it. And I have arrived at the seafood place, and I'm going to go in and eat me some lunch. Got my glasses adjusted. Took just a minute or two. The gal had them all straightened up. Said I hadn't damaged them and that they didn't need new pads because it hadn't been that long since I'd had them put new pads on it. Talk to you later. N0TRW2T73s and say hello to Bernice for me. W2T clear.
She heard you, Rusty, and she said hi. And yeah, the chickens are starting to lay now, 3 or 4 eggs a day. So this is a lot better than nothing that we were getting for several months here. So enjoy your meal. Have a good day. And I just talked to a guy 2,700 feet up on a mountain up there. He was pretty good signal, by the way. So I'm going to head out and take care of the birds now. This is N0TR, unless Dave's back, 73.
I'm back, but if you want to go feed the birds, go ahead. W4DJW, mobile again.
Well, see, at 20 megapixels a shot, and there was 10 or 12 blue jays down there this morning. By the way, those goldfinches, like you mentioned yesterday, we don't get as many of those because I think the bird mix that I put out there isn't fine enough for them. But we do get them, and they are gorgeous birds. We get bluebirds, blackbirds occasionally, mostly doves. And the blue jay family has risen like from 4 up to about 12 now. And to see 12 blue jays at once is pretty unusual.
Well, seen very many blue jays. They're kind of a mean bird. they run the other birds off. They're kind of like the catbirds. I don't know if you ever watched catbirds. But back where when I was growing up, we used to watch them. A cat would be walking across the road with its tail sticking straight up into it, and the catbirds would be dive bombing them. And every once in a while, the cat, you know, cat most of the time acts like they don't care. Like there's nonchalant. They're ignoring everything. And then once in a great while, that cat would spin around and jump in the air, and feathers would fly everywhere. Have you ever seen that happen?
Well, I haven't seen it with a cat, Dave, but yeah, you're exactly right. I never did like blue jays at all. They were very aggressive. Oh, and we get robins here, too. And starlings I absolutely detest. I throw a firecracker out the window every time the starlings get near. But they're done migrating for now. But we do have catbirds here, and I guess you call them mockingbirds that have a lot of different voices. And then we have what you call the upside-down birds. They go up and down this tree out here. They'll go up normally, and then they'll turn right back around and come down head first down the side of that tree. They're a little bitty wren, and they're pretty friendly. They get real close to you when Bernice and I go out there and set in a swing. And we bought a new swing this last fall from the Amish place up there, and oh, we really enjoy that.
You know all your birds. I did have a red-headed woodpecker that came around to the house quite a bit a couple of years ago. And he would peck on the side of the house because I had a problem with those carpenter bees that would drill holes in the wood, and then they'd have larvae in there, and the woodpeckers go out there and drill, you know, they'd tunnel out the holes and get the larvae out of there and eat them. Well, they were tearing up the house, and I know it's illegal. You can't shoot a woodpecker, but I was upset with them. I went and got me a pellet rifle, ordered it, came in, and went out there and just held the pellet rifle pointed at that woodpecker about 3 times and never saw that woodpecker again. Those guys are pretty smart, but that was the end of the woodpecker. All I had to do was stand out there with a pellet rifle about 2 or 3 times and then never saw him again.
Well, when they're doing damage to your You know, you're a better man than I am, Dave. They'd have went to Woodpecker Heaven. But we have quite a few of them here, and they peck on the trees a lot out front and whatnot. But I've never had them do any damage to the house. But we had that same problem, and so I called Greer Awning down there in the middle of Greer, and I had them put aluminum on all the fascia of the whole house. And that way I don't have to paint it. And besides that, the woodpeckers, it'll dull their beaks if they try to do that. But when it comes to squirrels damaging things or anything else damaging things, that's kind of open season.
Yeah, well, I never really got a good shot at them. I remember when I was a kid and I had it wasn't a pellet gun, it was a BB gun. And it was, I think you had to pump it up a bunch of times. But I used to shoot at them, the birds, the cardinals, red cardinals. You'd see them sanding on a branch. And they'd see you, and you'd see them. I'd be laying on my belly on the ground with my pellet, with my BB gun. And I'd shoot, and I'd watch the BB as it left the barrel. You could see it. I mean, that's how slow the BB gun was. And you could see it going right at the breast of the red cardinal. And the red cardinal, you could see it lower its head, and it was watching the BB as it was coming at it. And it would take three steps to the right, and then the BB would just fly right past it. And I'd pump that thing up again, and I'd do the same thing again. That bird lower its head, and it watched that BB come in. It didn't move when I fired the shot, but when the BB got close, it'd take three steps to the right, and the BB fly right past it. I never could hit a red cardinal. Never could, to save my life. But then one time, I was running, and I jumped down on the ground, and I shot at a bluebird when it was coming right at me, and feathers went everywhere, and I cried because I killed that bird. So I never shot another bird again.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. The starlings was the ones I would shoot back home, and they'd land on my big beam antenna. I had a big Mosley tri-band beam, and you had to be careful because I didn't want to hit that beam. But I had a bird dog, and she just loved them starlings. And those things, their droppings are bad, and I just detest starlings. We get them by the tens of thousands up here in Kansas. But I found out something. I bought a high-end air gun one time up in Kansas, a Beeman, and it was like a $200 one pump, and it was 1,100 foot a second, Dave. And I found out one thing about them. I didn't realize you could damage them by dry firing them. I was going to suggest just pointing it at them and popping it. Now, I don't know about the old Benjamins and that you pump up, but this Beeman, it cautions you not to dry fire that.
Had anything that elaborate? This I did research, though, before I got the pellet gun that I've got. That I bought the redheads is what they're called. They're the pellets. They've got a little pointy piece of not nylon, but something in there that's really slick that kind of guides the pellet and keeps it straight. But they're supposed to be about as strong as a 22. I don't know. I've never fired one, but I've got them out there, and they reload automatically. It's got this little cartridge that you drop in there, and you can refill the cartridges. So each time you shoot one, you can reload it. But you do have to pump it yourself. It doesn't use gas or anything like that. And it's supposed to be pretty close to the same as a 22.
Two shorts about 900 foot a second. A long is about 11, and the long rifle can be anywhere from 1265 up to almost 1600 foot a second now, and they have about 190 foot pounds of energy out of a 22 rifle. But you know, the most beautiful bird that we ever seen, and my nephew up in Boston, he sees them quite often. 1 year or 2 years, there was three of these pelated woodpeckers come through, and they reminded me of Heckle and Jekyll. They're big. They're huge, and they got that red head and then the white on them and black. Awesome, but they're real goosey. And by the time I could get the camera out, I just barely got a couple of pictures of them, and my perspective was off, so it wasn't really that great. But Mike sent me, my nephew's a medical scientist up there, he sent me a video of one on the side of their house. You can't imagine how big those suckers are.
Well, that's the same thing with the one that was tearing up my house. He was big, from head to toe, from the tip of his head, and it would have this little, like, red crest on it, to the tip of his tail. I bet he was a foot and a half long, probably, maybe even more. He was long. He's a big bird. But he's pretty. And strong and loud. Man, when he would hammer, it sounded like a person was out there with a hammer beating on the side of the house. They got a lot of power. Anyway, Tom, I'm about to back it under the driveway, so you want to go check on the chicks? Good time to do it. Good talking to you. In 0TR, W4DJW.
Okay, Dave. Say hi to Amy. Google that. Belated woodpecker. The regular red-headed woodpeckers around here are not any bigger than a robin, but those suckers, that's what you had. And they're rather rare. I haven't seen I've never seen any in my life till we moved here. See you later. W4DJW and 0TRQRT.